Hey, do you want to be like me and make podcasts that everyone loves? Yeah, you do. But chances are, you don't want to spend a bunch of money doing it. No worries. A solution exists. Spotify's got a platform that lets you make podcasts super easy, then distribute those podcasts everywhere, and you can even earn money doing it. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Also, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. I'm speaking from experience when I say that all those additional features like video podcasts, Q&As, polls, those are things you won't find for cheap elsewhere. But with Spotify for Podcasters, it's all totally free. No catch. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Thanks. We love you. Pretty Scary Boo. How's everyone doing?
We're doing okay. Thanks, Adam.
We're great.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good, Carrie. Thanks.
I'm a little gassy.
Good to know. Oh.
Are you?
Are you? Gassy.
Well, I think it's just...
Does it happen all the time? Because I know...
I have farted in ways I've never farted before.
You said there was a lot of interesting poo issues at the beginning because you felt like it was making room.
Is the baby gassy? And it's just...
Her.
Yeah. It's just coming out.
The baby has started to get hiccups.
Okay. Oh,
so that it's interesting.
How does that feel?
You want me to scare him?
That's exactly what you need.
Trump's
the
president.
Baby needs.
I don't know how you scare a baby.
Trump is president.
With no,
Jeff May's your dad.
Oh,
wow.
He felt that one.
That scared me.
That was nerve wracking.
Yeah.
You scared Jeff just now.
Good.
I don't think that happened.
Yeah. Jeff was just sitting at home and shot yeah. bolts straight up.
Yeah.
With your bedwetting cat.
No, I'm just farting away. It's just.
Are you doing it now?
No. Oh, you guys, the gas pain was so bad the other night that I sat with my butt in the air for 45 minutes. And when I finally farted, Miles clapped. Because I was in so much pain. I couldn't walk.
Wow. I think I'm okay being single after hearing that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of funny, though.
I'm never going to get pregnant now.
I don't know. Because I was talking to I was talking to my OB, and I was like, you know, part of my legs.
Wait, our OB?
Our OB. No. I'm in a high-risk OB office.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Well.
Sorry.
Of course. Of course you are, Marcia.
I know. Sorry, Jan. I'll see you at school. I had my whole leg has gone numb because of pregnancy stuff. And I was like, man, this sucks. And my doctor was like, it could be worse. I'm like, yeah. He's like, half your face could be paralyzed. I said, what?
He's got a point.
That is true.
I said,
it's factual.
You're describing something that is worse than my situation without any backstory. And he's like, oh, well, you know, another lady got pregnant, a nerve got pinched, and her face got paralyzed. I was like, all right, I'm going to go. Yeah. So just normal hemorrhoid cream? Thanks, bye.
Could be having that baby in prison, you know?
Jesus. My friend got hemorrhoids after she pushed her baby out.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And then they don't go away.
No, they don't go away. Yeah, that's all right.
Speaking of the baby, you mean? Yeah,
the babies don't go away either.
Long,
right here.
Long time.
Hey, speaking of traumatic injuries. Based on impact.
Are we talking about babies or hemorrhoids yet? Still.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Again, no. We are sponsored by Segway. You can buy one at Sears.
No, you can't.
I don't know.
Are there Sears anymore?
I don't think
Did
you can
Sears
buy a
go
Segway
down?
There.
Yeah, you go to a Sears Roebuck.
Yeah. Yeah, you go to a Sears. You go to a Sears if you need some good appliances,
Carrie,
Caitlin.
I think we've got a field trip ahead of us.
From the West Virginia
blue.
Sears family.
Yeah, they wear blue, like the helpful Honda people.
Yeah, they're sponsored by Totino's. So we're going to be talking about CTE.
It's football season again, almost.
Football. The preseason.
I watched them last night at Chili's.
Yeah, preseason has started. The regular season 9/11's coming, so the regular season's right around the corner.
Obviously, preseason. Do they just dog jog in place, or what happens?
Preseason football is boring bullshit. I mean,
it doesn't count, but they play.
Yeah, they play, but
nobody cares.
With the exception of the third game, there's usually four preseason games. The third game, the starters play into like the third quarter. But otherwise, preseason games are for the teams to gauge like their backup players. So you just see like...
So it's like a test that we're watching.
Yeah, you just see the scrubs play. And here's the problem. They charge regular season money for preseason tickets.
Really?
And that's why there's never anyone at preseason games, because why would you pay...
Right. That's stupid NFL.
...actual game money
for... What other stupid things have the NFL been a part of?
Oh!
Me and Caitlin are actually going to harmonize the rest of this episode.
Oh, my God.
So
Destiny's Children. That's our band. It. That's our band.
They're,
Destiny's Kid.
Destiny's shitty team.
Destiny's teenage mom, or are we done?
I'm not joining the Illuminati, Mom. Gosh. Stop asking.
They are going to join the Illuminati.
I feel like once you're born into it,
you just kind of look around and go, oh, this is pretty great.
More like Illuminami. Oh, I don't even know who that pun was for or what it was
for.
That
was great. It was great.
Thanks. You're a good friend.
So let's talk about the NFL. We're talking about the NFL and concussions, or more specifically, CTE. There was just a report that came out maybe a month ago, maybe not even that long. They studied 111.
Didn't we have a Facebook chat moment over this? Or maybe I just thought really hard about sending it to you.
I think was it you or Carrie that sent the article? And I think we...
Carrie sent the article?
I did a screenshot of a People magazine update that I got on my iPhone.
Oh.
By the way, Carrie has...
And that is the genesis of this episode.
Carrie has filled the role in my life of my biological mother by just sending me screenshots of news updates.
What did we find out today?
I know. We found out that Taylor Swift won her lawsuit. And only made him pay her a dollar, but also definitely ruined his life.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
That's a lawsuit I'm scared to even talk about.
Oh, I'm not. I thought because it was fantastic.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry for this guy. A DJ?
Well,
you know he's a douchebag. Oh. I don't even care.
His shirt looked like one of those like affliction shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And you know he's got like the bedazzled pockets in the back.
Walks around.
And it was like a current picture.
Tower of London yelling at ghosts. Where are you? Come out.
He's got frosted tips, or at least he did at one point in his life.
I heard you like to kill kids.
Oh,
ghosts are like, we never killed any kids. What are you talking about, dude?
This is the Tower of London. We did adult things.
We are kids. What's your problem?
Oh, man.
Zach Baggins, come do this show.
Please, Zach Baggins. Anyway.
Okay, we're talking about concussions and the NFL.
So the statistic was pretty disturbing.
They studied 111 former players' brains.
So if you want to talk about the boundaries of a controlled experiment.
Right.
This is pretty great. Like this is about as high quality, high caliber of a sampling as you can get.
Right, right.
Because these are...
This is a landslide victory for concussions in the NFL.
Honestly, like this they is are... like saying all of the top 10, all of the best actress winners of the last 15 years have been left by their husbands.
Yeah.
Which is probably also true.
Even if they're not winning the popular vote, they're winning the Electoral College.
Yeah, exactly.
For goddamn sure.
Yeah, this is...
They haven't won hearts and minds, but they've won the brains.
It's like 90% of them had CTE.
Let's just riff on this head injury statistics this whole time. It was more
you
like 90,
numbers.
99%, because it was 110 out of 111.
I felt like I was getting cocky with my 99, so I went for 90.
Yeah, it was 110 out of 111 of these former players' brains were found to have CTE, which is chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Yes. Quick question.
Yes.
Yes.
Were these brains tested while they were alive or dead?
You can't test them while they're alive.
I think it was
all dead.
Deceased former
That's
players.
That's what I needed to know. Thank you, Caitlin.
Anytime, anytime. But also, sidebar, disturbing that they were able to check so many young brains. But
they probably had to kill a bunch of dudes, I'm assuming.
Whatever. They were.
I know that some of the football players, I remember reading a totally unrelated article where they knew something was like fucked up in them. And
so maybe it wasn't all dead.
Where some
players.
Of them were like, "Study my brain when I die." Like they were.
It's all dead. You can't test for CTE while someone's alive.
What if you can? Caitlin's wrong.
Wouldn't that be fun? Finger me.
Be so out
fun
of you.
If Caitlin was wrong.
Oh,
everybody like
get
a
it.
Big stupid idiot.
God, this is preparing.
They have to be dead. Everyone knows that.
Well, they do know that. That you. They have
no,
to be dead.
They don't.
Have
There's an at-home test. It's an upgrade on DNA registry.
It's like a pregnancy test. They pee on a stick. They find out if they're positive or negative for CTE.
Okay. We're going to get into
they
the symptoms.
They pee on a vertebrae column.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, this topic deserves more seriousness. Welcome to Pretty Scary.
Pretty Scary Boo.
So...
Did Muhammad Ali have CTE? Did they find out? Because he's dead.
Well, I think he eventually had... I don't know, because I thought he had Parkinson's.
He did, but I'm wondering if the CTE caused it, you know?
Right. Well, I didn't realize that CTE and punch drunk.
I just made a punching motion in my head like you don't know what he did.
Oh, right, the punches.
From the punches.
I thought you meant when he dodged the war in Vietnam.
No.
You guys, one time I worked with at a there was a guy in my medical billing office named Muhammad Ali. And every time he'd walk in, everybody would just be like,
900 children.
Hey, man. Nobody could get over it ever. It was so funny.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to.
He hated it. It was like that office. It was like a joke from The Office. Michael Bolton, I celebrate the whole catalog.
Yeah.
It was the same thing, except you're not a pristine athlete. You're not an inspiring figure in America at all.
You're just a dude.
You're just a dude.
So CTE. It's been known to affect boxers since the 1920s when it used to be called punch drunk syndrome or dementia pugilistica.
That's how I know it.
And you didn't know that was the same thing.
I did not know that CTE and punch drunk, which is a term I've heard, I didn't realize those were
the same
thing.
It was a movie, Punch Drunk Love, right?
Punch Drunk Love.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a movie.
So that means you get hit in the head? And love somebody, but you're not aware of it?
I don't think
And that's what's happening to a lot of former NFL players, Carrie.
Yeah.
So.
Punch drunk.
Don't know that there was a clinical tie-in in that movie, but I haven't seen it in a while. It's due for a rewatch, so I'll let you know. Yeah.
We'll parking lot it.
Yeah, we're just going to park it right here. We're not even going to give
back.
It. Yeah,
bring it
around.
Yep, bring it back around.
In the best spot in the lot.
So repeated brain trauma triggers progressive degeneration of the brain tissue, including the buildup of an abnormal protein called tau. T-A-U? Tau?
Yep, tau.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
These changes in the brain can begin months, years, or even decades after the last brain trauma or end of active athletic involvement. Caitlin, Carey, it's like AIDS for your brain.
AIDS
in your brain. AIDS in your brain. hold on. I thought about this. Okay. AIDS in your brain. AIDS in your brain. All the AZT in the world can't stop the AIDS in your brain.
Oh, my God.
No, I did. I practiced this at home.
You did good.
I knew I should have written it down. I'm so stupid.
No,
you're doing really good. You're really good. So some of the common symptoms, memory loss, confusion, impaired judgment, impulse control problems, aggression, depression, suicidality, Parkinsonism. Really?
So there you go.
Yeah. So maybe it is the Muhammad Ali thing. Progressive dementia. And it's not limited to professional athletes. It's been found in people who didn't play sports after high school or college. Ouch.
I wonder what that commonality was. Or if it's just like a freak thing or...
Well, no. What that's implying is that you only really need to have played these sports in high school or college,
right,
to have the effects of them later in life.
I don't know that that's true. I believe that Bobby Fischer suffered from CTE.
What?
What? It's NFL and chess players, I believe, specifically. Yeah.
Look it up. Look
it was
it
in
up.
The article I read.
Look it up.
In People magazine.
No, I think that it's funny because I was talking to my father-in-law recently, and he's like, so, because, you know, we're having a boy, and we're talking about all the things that he can do. I said, well, I only have two rules. No motorcycles and no football.
Really? Yeah.
That's
don't
it.
You want him to be cool?
Not like this. Not
oh,
football.
See, I would. I'd put my son at risk in a heartbeat to be popular.
That's, fair enough.
We were talking earlier about
my
baseball bit. One of the main premises of that bit is if you have kids and they want to play sports, fucking play baseball.
Yeah, baseball.
They might
great.
Blow out a knee. They might break an arm, but they're not going to get
a
concussion.
It's a pretty slow-moving, non-contact sport. Yeah.
Soccer's pretty okay,
you still
okay
get
too.
A lot of
you do okay with soccer.
Soccer is surprisingly bad for concussions, too.
It is, but
rugby's
not, like,
really bad.
Rugby is not even like barely a real sport, but, I mean, same thing with soccer.
Well, I just think, like...
I ask Morgan Freeman in that movie about Africa where they won. Right?
That was a hockey movie.
Yeah, call Morgan Freeman.
Pretty sure.
No, it wasn't. Matt Damon was in it.
I don't know what movie.
Oh, yeah, that makes it less likely to be a hockey movie.
No, it's rugby. It's right after the apartheid. Morgan Freeman was... Oh, are you being sarcastic?
You were doing it to Caitlin the last episode.
That's true. Yeah,
you got her with last the Titanic thing.
You're explaining Titanic, and I was like, "What movie is this?"
And I could see you looking at me, and I'm like, "To stare at the blinds."
I was like,
"Don't
wow.
crack, Carrie."
And then when we got, it was so good. Yeah, but I no football. There's just no way. I mean, like, there's too much out there now for me to be like, "Oh, it'd be like me handing him a pack of cigarettes." Like,
exactly.
I do that though for my kid too.
Yeah,
you want
I mean,
to
you
be
want
cool.
him to look cool in pictures.
Come
at
on.
Least.
Well, he's gonna have fun and carry around. We'll be fine.
Yeah,
that's
it'll
true.
All balance
well,
out.
Are you sure after I've promoted myself like this well that you want me around your kid?
Yeah, it'll be good.
I'll be honest. My uncle was 16. He was playing football. Broke his neck. Died.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of that.
But
yeah.
still, I'd still put my kid.
I've
in.
Said.
I
I've
be
said
popular.
Before, football is the. Football and the military are the two professions we can just replace with robots.
Well, think
about absolutely, absolutely.
And I know we're getting into it, but when you watch old-timey sports, I believe there was a George Clooney movie about it.
Leatherheads?
Like yes. Leather they heads. Just literally had the leather on their heads and like very little padding.
Insane.
And it's like, you know, or what happened to those guys that we never knew about? I mean, they had even
well,
less
even
than
think
we do
they
now.
Live past 40 anyway.
Yeah, but they also had zero rules regarding violence, so they weren't getting concussions, but they were getting like clotheslined and
that's awesome. So it's kind of like wrestling.
When they were in the pile.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, it was like wrestle soccer.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
It wasn't
wrestle
like,
soccer football.
Yeah, I think rugby, I think football
with Morgan
is wrestling plus soccer. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Anyway, the NFL. Let's talk about
Let's do it. The cover
up. So yeah, we're
the what?
We're talking about
Caitlin.
CTE.
I know.
There was,
I did not say that NFL. Caitlin cover
there,
Merritt
a
did.
Cover up. The cover up. This happened. This came out last year. There was a congressional report that was released last year that stated that the NFL tried to improperly influence a government research center that was studying the connection between concussions and brain disease. The National Institutes of Health does not permit private donors to influence its peer review research process, but congressional reports claim the NFL rescinded a gift to the National Institutes of Health for concussion research when it learned the study's findings would be detrimental to the league's image. Basically, they found out that $16 million was going to a guy who does legitimate research in this field who they knew was going to
find something,
well, which and we'll get to why
yeah,
they
I was
knew.
Say they,
but
in
what
a
did
second.
They really
yeah.
think was going to happen? It's like you're going up against a big entity, you know? It's got
well,
it.
Sure, but.
Yeah.
But it's a
like the person
Carrie.
Who's. I know, but the person who funded your research, you're trying to call them out on unsafe practices. But you want their money.
No.
I'm just saying.
No, they offered.
You know what? You do what you want, Caitlin.
They offered the money.
Watch Spotlight.
Watch
same issue.
Spotlight?
Same issue. It's the same
yes.
issue.
So the NFL is like the Archdiocese.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then Michael Keaton is like, is it the guy from the NIH who's like testing stuff? Right? Am I right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I get it now. I mean, yeah, I get it now.
Everything you said makes sense. But we still are going to move on.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Fine.
No, it's good.
I just wanted to make sure I was on I'm on record. You're not going to delete that, right?
Nope. That's going in
that's
the episode.
That's going right in the episode.
Right in the episode.
I might move it to the beginning.
That's how we're going to open
that
it.
That should be the title. All, that whole paragraph.
It in will. Fact, yeah, it'd be like the Fiona Apple album that's like 80 words.
Yes.
The title is 80 words.
Passions are like spotlight.
Everybody should just actually stop listening to this episode.
Shine
and just
a spotlight on concussions.
Watch Spotlight.
I mean, if you want, it's a good movie.
Everything you need to know about the concussion scandal.
It's practically this whole episode.
Watch
just
Spotlight,
wrote itself.
Or you can watch 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Well. Or there's literally a movie called Concussion, but we'll get to that
with Will Smith.
It's super boring.
It's not.
Was
great.
It? I didn't watch it.
It wasn't.
I don't know if I'm the hugest fan of Will Smith movies. I just.
So let's run through the rest of this scandal. They found out this guy named Robert Stern, who is an expert in neurodegenerative disease, who had previously criticized the league. They knew this guy was not going to do a study that made them look good, so they asked to move their money.
You mean it wasn't going to be fair and balanced?
Right, exactly.
Right. Yeah, right.
They asked to move the money to their own group of researchers, who we will get to in the next section, who are real bunch of goddamn peaches.
Yep.
Peaches? What the fuck's that mean? And
just a bunch.
You're getting a little fruity over there. ATB?
A little fruity.
That guy is a top class scientist. A real peach.
And when the National Institutes of Health said no.
Using that NIH money, what?
The NFL backed out of a signed agreement to pay for the study. Taxpayers footed the bill instead. Or more like footballed the bill instead. Am I right, Caitlin and Carrie?
I didn't really get that. I read it a couple times. I didn't. Did you get it? I mean, you probably did. You guys are way smarter than me.
I said they footed the bill.
Oh.
And then I said they.
I just want it.
It's okay. Let's run it back from the top.
I rolled real deep with you on that one. I still didn't understand what it was.
Yeah, it took me. I'm glad that you explained it. Jokes always funnier when explained.
I guess we'll finish the episode. It's fine.
I think Woody Allen said that.
Yeah, it was a
about
quote.
Jokes.
That was a that joke. I actually lifted it from.
Oh, got it. Yo, was that Manny Hall
from the best comic?
Oh,
whoever the best comic is.
Yeah.
Oh, currently.
Yeah,
Dane whoever. Cook.
Here's the thing, Dane Cook, underrated actor. Not
I
fuck him as
a
comic.
I could do a whole episode on Mr. Brooks.
Brooks, he's really good in American Gods.
What was that one with Kate Hudson? It was like him and his friend were battling over her.
Oh, My Best Friend's Girl. I have seen that movie so many times.
Good in that.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Anyway.
When you put the pieces together like that.
He's a real peach.
He's a real peach. Science.
That Dane Cook, real peach.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about why the NFL probably didn't want this guy looking into their concussion history. For one thing, they didn't even bother looking into concussions and the impact they might have on players until 1994. And the NFL's been around since the 1800s, so they had some years.
Has it really?
Yeah.
1800s?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's look up the...
I don't know anything about sports, but I do know a lot about long-standing nonprofits.
It was founded in, like I said, 1920.
Jesus.
So that is not the 1800s. That is the 1900s. But still.
She's got selective hearing, man. I mean, obviously. Selective
hearing. Hey, Carrie.
1920. Sorry, Carrie fell down a well for a few minutes. Now she's back.
Baby Carrie. Get me out of the well.
So, yeah, it's been around. It was founded in August. On August 20th, 1920 is when the NFL was founded.
It's almost
so
their
it's been
birthday.
Around
almost 100 years.
Going on 100 years. Mm. So they've had lots of decades to
Happy birthday,
worry
NFL.
worry about concussions. But it wasn't until 1994. In that year, NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue approved the creation of the Mild Traumatic Brain Injury Committee with the stated goal of studying the effects of concussions and subconcussive injury in NFL players. Tell me this isn't some George Bush, Donald Trump shit. He appointed a rheumatologist, Dr. Elliot Pellman, to chair the committee. Pellman often admitted he was completely and totally ignorant about head injuries and how they work, probably because he's a rheumatologist, and they deal with connective tissue?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, I could see the roundabout argument with that.
How? I don't...
Because of the way they think concussions happen, or like...
Yeah, I suppose.
It like inflammation, that kind of stuff. I could see why you, on paper, I'm not saying it's the good choice.
Right, right.
I'm saying I can see how they got around that.
Yeah. And it that would be better if he didn't, like, apparently he, like, routinely came out and was like,
well,
I don't know anything about brain injuries.
Right.
But I'm here.
But where
help.
Was he coming out? No one knew.
Yeah.
He was just talking into the void.
Exactly. So the
and also, like, let's just state CTE didn't exist at this point. I mean, it existed,
right.
but there was no CTE.
Right.
They didn't.
We didn't know what it was.
They also could have made the argument that they were, I mean, so he's calling it mild traumatic brain injury.
Right.
Right. But repeated blows to the body would definitely be much more in the wheelhouse of a rheumatologist.
Right. Yeah.
So
I suppose that's true. So the data the MTBI collected from 1996 to 2001 vastly understated the number of concussions in the NFL. In 2003, the MTBI had the gall to publish findings saying there were no long-term negative health consequences associated with concussions sustained by NFL players. Their six-year study concluded players who are concussed and return to the same game have fewer initial signs and symptoms than those removed from play. Right there.
Shake it off.
Right there. They might as well be saying people who smoke more have fewer negative effects than people who smoke less.
Man.
With their heart.
Yeah. It's such a crazy thing. Like, you don't have to be a doctor to know if you've gotten a head injury, you don't go right back into the situation that gave you the head injury and risk another head injury.
No.
That's the first thing they tell
weird.
You is go home, lay down.
Right.
Like, you had a, didn't you have a concussion?
I thought you weren't supposed to lay, like, you were not supposed to go to sleep, right?
It depends on how severe the concussion is. I mean,
were
all
you
of
supposed
it is...
to block for your quarterback?
No.
So he could throw
get
a...
back in a car and just drive full speed ahead into another car?
I did drive full speed ahead for some reason at
well,
home,
there was that, yeah.
which is weird that they let me do that. But, I mean, I didn't know I was that fucked up anyway.
Yeah.
But I have to say, like, after that one accident, just that one accident, and I was pretty okay, like, I was so fucked up for days.
Because you right. probably didn't realize it at the beginning. I mean, I think a lot of people, when you get injured,
yeah.
you're just kind of like, I don't really know.
No,
and
I mean,
it is
you,
kind of a
you
shake
really
it off mentality.
Don't know you're that messed
yeah.
up. Like, it was crazy. And if you're not that smart to begin with.
Yeah, and that's the thing. In the 80s and
whoops.
90s, these NFL players, if nothing else, had zero education on concussions because it's just not a thing teams did. They didn't educate their players on how head injuries work. And, like, that's a team's responsibility. These teams have medical
yeah.
doctors on staff
yeah.
who should be, like, but for the longest time in the NFL, the culture was just, if you're hurt, just get back out there. These were people.
They've got TVs. They're selling tickets. They need you to get back
yeah.
out there. You're a moneymaker to them.
Like, there's stories about people playing with broken legs.
The longevity, though, of an NFL player is years. I mean, it, like, Three
is, like, if you get 3 years in the NFL, you're doing really good.
And a side note, and I don't know if we've talked about this before, but there's a 30 for 30 called Broke, where they
yeah.
talk about the NFL players and about how they don't know how to manage their money. They get a lot of them right out of high school. A lot of them are considered ATM machines, and they have tons of babies, and then they have all this money suddenly.
Yeah.
And it's blown on drugs and jewelry and homes and, you know.
Yeah.
And they brought, they're injured.
If
like, how do they, what job do they have next? They buy a car dealership.
If you look at the 360 degree effect on the NFL on a person's life, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like winning the lottery. It's not good.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those things that can be good. It's just a lot of people
don't
manage
it. You don't get CTE from the lottery.
Well, I yeah. would be interested in a statistic where it showed NFL players and who went on to have a successful career as
a
businessman or a commentator or, you know, Shaq and his, or I guess he's not football. Never mind. Forget that last one. Scratch that.
I bet it's more skill players like quarterbacks, running backs, wide
you
receivers
don't get hit as
because
much.
They're getting fewer. Like, those linemen, every fucking play, they're just slamming into each other.
But, I mean, again, going back to Caitlin's car accident, it's the same as, like, getting whiplash. I remember I used to have this friend who ran all the time, like, marathons, and they were like, your brain keeps bouncing in your head because it's used to, like, when it runs, it goes up and down. So I'd assume if you get hit constantly, your brain's still going back and forth. See,
it's pretty
bad.
Rear-ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how a concussion happens.
Your,
it's
brain,
like,
hits the,
ricocheting
hits
off
skull.
Your skull.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I learned something.
Yeah.
That's what
we're here for.
I know what a concussion is.
So basically,
at the exact same time they're saying concussions aren't a problem, other doctors are publishing report after report saying the opposite.
Yeah.
So they're...
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah.
That's what we do in West Virginia.
Hey.
Hey, I just got a concussion, which is why I talk like this. But I'm ready for some more football.
What's
I
your
think.
Name? I feel like it's something Duty.
I don't remember anymore just
okay.
because of that concussion that
it
I
says
had. My
Duty
mom,
on the back
my
of
mom,
hey,
it's
jersey.
Batman.
My mom's name is Mrs. Duty. She's a nice. She's a good woman.
She seems really nice.
She's
she
an
sits
angel.
On the stoop.
Angela Duty is a good woman. She's done a lot of good things in her life, including getting me into the Little League, where I found my dreams. And stars, because I see stars now.
Very good.
You don't applaud enough after her performances.
Very
Every
good.
Every time I'm on the edge of my seat watching.
It's very good.
Carrie's so supportive. Magic. I could be in the NFL if Carrie had just been around from the beginning.
It's not too late.
See?
So in 2004, a doctoral dissertation by a man named Don Brady examined NFL players' knowledge of concussions, studying both active and retired players. He concluded, one, many players lacked accurate and essential knowledge pertaining to various aspects of a concussion. There's a preponderance of credible evidence that shows concussions injure the brain, often permanently. And that team medical personnel need to focus more on player well-being and less on minimizing injury or just on a player's ability to perform or return to the game. So what he's basically saying is stop
gaslighting these people.
Yeah. Stop treating these people to the point that they can get back in and play and nothing else and actually care about their health. And this was in 2004 when the NFL was still saying, these head injuries, they're making this shit up. Like, no one's really getting hurt.
Do you know what else this reminds me of?
What?
Do you guys remember that Olympics where Carrie Strug...
Oh, my God, yes.
...vaulted...
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
...and landed on
and
one
then
foot.
She collapses after she does the second...
But she landed. She stuck it.
I know.
She did stick
that landing. She did, like, a minor little
No,
hop.
It's my favorite. That's the best Olympics of all time. That right? summer was the best.
And then her coach, like, carried her off.
We got spoiled because the winter before was Nancy Kerrigan. And then,
oh, yeah.
And then the summer after that was fucking Carrie Strug. And now I watch the Olympics and I'm like, if somebody's not getting beaten or injured, mm-hmm. I don't care.
I don't have time for you.
I don't care.
I've got things to do.
Fuck your luge.
Yep. Get a concussion. Come on, Carrie.
Fuck your luge.
I'm trying to spit a soda.
Right?
Man, I'm so street.
You really are, Caitlin.
So
oh, my God, you're so street.
Street. So, I can't stand it.
Let's talk
Take
about...
Take out your hoop earrings and put some Vaseline on mm-hmm. your face, girl. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some famous concussion cases. The first one, I couldn't find the clip that I want to talk about for Marcus Dupree.
Yeah, I was going to say, I watched the YouTube. It wasn't what you're talking about. But
no.
He seems like a good guy.
There's a really great 30 for 30, which is the series of goddamn amazing ESPN mm-hmm. documentaries. And there's a 30 for 30 called The Best That Never Was, which
is about...
Have you
watched 30 for 30s, Caitlin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say...
the only sports thing I
I'm
actually
not
yeah,
sports.
Care about.
She isn't either.
It's sports
it's,
stuff
it's
for
It's a
people.
Documentary. It's very...
It's sports for people who don't like sports.
It's, yeah. It's the side of sports yeah. that I'm actually interested
yeah.
in.
I agree.
Anything but the actual watching of a game.
The Marcus Boring. Dupree episode, which is called The Best That Never Was, there's a moment where he... is playing this game versus Texas, and he gets hit, and when he gets up, he, like, stumbles
oh,
off the field.
Poor guy.
And you can tell he has almost no idea where he is. Like, I think at one point, he starts walking to the wrong sideline, and someone turns him around and just pushes him toward his sideline.
Jesus.
God. It's gotta suck just knowing there's millions of people watching,
I
too.
Yeah. And... like, he has a terrible game, and he's clearly hurt, and they interview him after, and all the questions are like, why'd you have such a shitty game? And he looks like he has no fucking idea where he is.
Yeah.
Like, he needs medical help, and he doesn't get it.
I feel, though, and when was that?
It was 84.
I was going to say, I don't feel like that 84. Would fly necessarily now, because we are so...
Oh, yeah, now.
...in a society where it's, you know, we're hypersensitive well, that to link, everything.
People would go to jail for what happened to him
that
now.
Link, that interview would get shared a million times, and
yeah.
it
yeah.
would be over. And I'll just say now, I'm just going to predict this now, and they have to know this. They're one of those moments away from losing all of this anyway.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah.
one viral video away. From,
yeah, for sure.
And it's going to happen. I don't care how big the NFL is. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So, you know what this reminds me of?
Here we go.
You're as nostalgic as a high school football player.
So, I don't know if anybody knows a controversy with Siesta Key on MTV.
No.
Oh.
You haven't heard of it?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
Nothing you said even makes any sense. Siesta Key? Is this a person, a
okay,
place, or a
thing? Okay,
it's
kind of like Laguna Beach, but Siesta Key, Florida. So oh. there's all these like 20-somethings who are good, whatever. So
sure.
you guys have to watch it. So there's a whole boycott.
Laguna Beach with bath salts.
Yes. So one of the guys, his name is Alex Campa something. Basically, his dad funded for this project to happen. And he's got, you know, these girls vying for him. But right before they launched the episodes of Siesta Key, they have all of these videos that they had posted online where he's have you seen this? Where he's fishing on his boat. And so, like, if they caught a shark, like, he caught a hammerhead shark.
Oh, he's dragging the shark behind.
That was one of them. Oh, another one is where he shot the hammerhead in the head and then brought it on the boat. Another one is where they found a dead dog and they used it as shark bait. And
Jesus.
So they're trying. So there's a
whole this
petition.
Sounds, this sounds what I th- about. What, that's basically what I see when I think of reality show stars.
Right. Right. So this all came out right before their premiere. And so it was boycotted so much their premiere. They were going to have they're going to have it somewhere. And then they were going to move it to a Hooters in Siesta Key with bodyguards. But they had so many death threats that they just canceled it. So then there's this petition online, which I signed to have them remove it from the air. But MTV just, they're like pigs and shit. Like, they don't care. They're just rolling in it. Like, they're still
yeah.
playing
yeah.
it. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think the NFL will go away. I think they're very good at making things.
Well, I just think.
Hiding things, maybe.
I just,
putting it under the rug.
I think they're, I think if you've ever seen, with what you're describing, because I've seen
yeah.
traumatic brain injuries in person, they're horrifying. And if they're ever actually captured and the disorientation is captured.
Yeah.
And then they can document that this person was then forced to go back to work, which
yeah.
is all we're saying it is.
Yeah.
It's over.
Well, the thing is that
it's like,
the
it
NFL
is
has
yeah.
put, like, since
like a workers' comp claim.
Since then, they've, like, since all this has happened, they've put, like, concussion protocols in place now. It's just
yeah,
a matter of they should have done it. Decades ago.
I just think that's what it'll be at the end of the day.
But I don't know that they necessarily knew before. You know, they didn't do the extensive testing. Plus, we have a lot
yeah.
of social media now where they're documenting stuff like this.
Yeah.
I watched the 85 Bears 30 for 30, and they showed Jim McMahon.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing quarterback
yeah.
back in the day, and he could barely function.
So sad.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say barely function, but he even admitted, like, I'm kind of a mess.
Yeah. Well, that's every former NFL
And he was just
player.
A quarterback.
Yeah.
So what happens with Dupree?
So Dupree, after this game, just goes missing. There's there's an interview with Barry Switzer, who was the coach at the time, who's like, he just doesn't like to play football.
Oh, that interview.
Yeah, that interview really fucking bothered me.
Yeah, it was annoying.
And Barry Switzer has since come out and apologized and was like, I didn't, like, he kind of
Good.
Made
he
that
should
same
have,
argument,
he was
like,
being a
we
jerk.
Didn't realize concussions were this kind of thing. But basically, Marcus Dupree disappears after this game and falls in with this minister in his hometown in Mississippi who convinces him he should just transfer to Southern Mississippi, which you can't just do that if you're on a full scholarship.
No.
You can't just go to another school. But Marcus Dupree makes this announcement, and then he has to sit out for a year. And I think he ends up never going back to college, and he goes into the USFL draft, which is a league Donald Trump
on
partially
another 30
owned.
For 30.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Small,
Small
potatoes.
Potatoes.
That's finger me.
Finger the
yeah,
shit out of me.
That's a really good documentary.
Sorry, Caitlin.
And
it's fine.
And this minister like makes him sign over power of attorney and takes all his money.
Oh, great.
And this kid who was like gearing up.
I was waiting for him to become a real minister.
Yeah.
And then he did.
This kid was.
No, that's becoming a real minister.
I think that was in Spotlight.
Stealing money from people is pretty.
And this kid was like going to be like he was a really, really great player and just. A bunch of people only caring about his ability to play football basically derailed him because he wasn't a super smart kid, but not every kid's smart. You know,
they
you
turn
can't,
their backs on him.
You can't
in a second.
Fucking hold that against. You can't expect
that's
a 20-year-old kid.
As soon as he disappeared, too, Switzer's like, well, he was gaining weight and he didn't seem interested. Yeah. I mean, they were just whatever they could throw at him. It was sad. Fuck.
And, like, you can't expect that kid to know about concussions at fucking 19 coming from Mississippi.
Yeah. Most adults today don't know about concussions.
But,
like,
like me, okay. I just found out.
Yeah. So,
that's what this podcast is for.
Just means when I played the flute in band, I never got one. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's all
playing
means.
The flute, safe. No.
So, everyone should go watch that 30 for 30.
Any 30 for 30. They're all.
They're all pretty great. There's not really a bad 30 for 30.
Who's up next?
Let's talk about Dave Duerson.
Let's do it.
All right.
The golden boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he did win a Super Bowl with the Bears. So
the Bears.
Anything else. There's a really great article in Men's Journal called Dave Duerson.
It happens.
The Ferocious Life and Tragic Death of a Super Bowl Star. Everyone go read that. He is one of the main characters in the 2015 Will Smith film, Tell the Truth.
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
I had to look at it a couple times. I was like, I thought it was called Concussion.
No. And oh!
I took the time to Google it before I skipped down a line to see your notes. Correction. Apparently that film is called Concussion. And I was like, I was foiled. Like you with the Titanic.
Is it really?
Tell the truth.
Not a bad actor. I mean, look at him. He's got tears in his eyes.
No, he's leaving it all on the court.
Tell the truth.
I don't know what happened with Will Smith, but he just picks boring movies now.
Yeah, Concussion wasn't great.
Well, here's the thing. Movies like that are never going to be good, except for Spotlight. Because...
I like The Blind Side. Oh, wait.
You're talking about The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's Pursuit of Happiness.
But see, even that one is really like...
Sorry.
About the sport of selling x-ray machines.
Sales is a sport.
Yeah.
You're going to get back in there. And you're going to sell that x-ray machine like you've never sold it before.
With your kid with you.
Imagine all those people watching. Hear the crowd. I just think that a movie like that, it's impossible to make it entertaining because it's so technical.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's such a bummer.
It is a super bummer.
I don't care, actually. I'm not going to say that I don't like football. I don't care. I don't really watch sports.
Right.
But even I don't want to spend 2 hours of my life meditating on the evils of the NFL. Like,
yeah.
The Insider was good because that was about Big Tobacco. And, you know,
yeah,
cancer and whatnot.
You ever seen Moneyball? Moneyball's good.
Moneyball,
I like Moneyball.
That
one was good.
Moneyball's technical, but it's still really good.
Moneyball's okay. Yeah. I think that there have been much better baseball movies.
Yeah. Well,
but
of course. But
I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah.
And then Will Smith adds this like very sanctimonious layer to his performance, which is like, okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, let's just chill out. He was probably not like this.
Yeah.
He's a doctor.
Yeah. Probably.
And they were... Doctors are not told the truth. Like, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
Well, this guy did. Like, that part is kind of true. Like, this guy
did. No, he's a real dude.
Yeah. But let's talk about Dave Duerson, because he's a big part of that movie, too. He's a weird story. He killed himself, trendsetter, killed himself at the age of 50 by shooting himself in the chest, which that's how NFL players do it now, so you can save
the
brain.
Do they all shoot themselves in the chest now?
Well, it's so scientists can save their brain. That's why Dave Duerson shot himself in the chest because he had spent.
I didn't even put that together. Because I'm a dummy.
You're not a dummy.
If you watch Concussion, Dave Duerson's one of the main characters because he was this guy, super successful guy, won a Super Bowl with the Bears, won the NFL's Man of the Year award in '87, which just means you're kind of a good dude.
Yeah,
like really successful guy, but in his later years, he was angling for a job as the head of the players union, and he joins this board that's in charge of approving medical benefits for former players. And this board just across the board shoots down everyone's claims, especially people who are claiming they have issues with concussions. They're basically telling these
that's
people,
that's where my blood starts to boil. Yeah. Like, at least pay for this shit for them.
Right. And they just would repeatedly shoot, not only vote them down, but vote them down 6-0. And there are only 6 people on the board. So it was just unanimous every time. No, if you have head injuries, we think you're making it up. Dave Duerson went in front of Congress and called these dudes insurance cheats.
Yeah.
He got in a shoving match with one of them in front of Congress. Like, he really went to the mat to make sure people suffering from head injuries didn't get help from the NFL. And then this motherfucker had CTE himself the whole time, which
good.
I mean, good, but how much of it is the CTE fucking with his thinking? Like, either way, it's hard to be really sympathetic for this guy.
Here's the thing that I think we need to talk about really quick. What CTE turns you into.
Yeah.
Because it's not like when you go over the symptoms that we went over, that also sounds like something you can get from like Cialis. I think the important thing to remember here is that it is an uncanny transformation of character that CTE brings on. You know,
right.
It's like when some people get Alzheimer's and they get really angry and scary and cagey. It's similar to that. They get incredibly physically aggressive. There are many documents. There's a lot of documentation of domestic abuse.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know that too. And we've talked about it as a separate issue. But
where they beat women?
Well, they beat their spouses.
Right.
But there's a dovetail there because you could make the argument that in some cases, these people might be suffering from the effects of traumatic brain injury. I personally am interested to find out when O.J. Simpson dies, if they crack open that skull and find CTE.
Yeah. Oh, I
because
bet.
Yeah, everybody be talked about how fun and nice O.J. Simpson was for a long time. And then he just started beating the shit out of Nicole.
Yeah.
And it, for a lot of people, they just didn't believe it because they couldn't see that as
it
a possibility.
It doesn't pardon it, but it's kind of like when people take steroids. Like,
well, it doesn't
there's
pardon
side
it.
Effects.
It doesn't pardon it, but it does make us all think about the game of football and what it does to people, and is this okay?
You can kill
anyway,
somebody.
I just wanted
and
to
we've
like
talked about other NFL players being killers. So, I mean, maybe some of them had CTE.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Okay, really quick. Let's take a musical break. Okay. Clothes in the chest. Close the chest. You want to kill yourself? Shoot yourself in the chest.
That was very dark.
That really. Musical break brought to you by Carrie Martin. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Wow, that was dark, but I liked it a lot.
No, but
it was good.
Dave
it was good. Yeah.
Shot in the chest.
Specific shot
in
the
chest. If you want a CTE test, get shot in the chest. There we go.
There we go.
So he got it after.
If you
want
to test for CTE, shoot
yourself in the chest.
For science.
Right.
But there was no room in the song for me to end it with science. For science.
For science, shoot your chest.
For science, shoot.
Okay. And Dave Duerson finally did that.
Good job, Dave.
He shot himself in the chest.
And good job, us.
He was the first.
It's hard to be a lyrical genius. You
the
know?
First NFL player to set that trend and shoot himself in the chest. He left a note saying he wanted his brain to be studied by science.
Yes.
Because he now realized that all those other players were probably telling the truth. And sure enough, they studied his brain, and he was suffering from CTE. Let's talk about Junior Seau.
I feel like it's so.
It is absolutely Junior Seau.
Oh, you know for sure?
It's Junior Seau.
All right. Well, we can agree to disagree.
It's Junior Seau.
Say what?
He only played Seau. 20 years in the NFL.
Played 20 years, which is a long damn time.
I've never heard of him.
So you're going to get CTE.
So you're going to get, and he was a linebacker. So
you're going to get all of the CTE.
All the CTE in the world. He was.
The guy was chock full of CTE.
Just all of it.
Full to the brim.
Max, you get CTE, and you get CTE, and that's him just talking to himself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Because he's crazy.
He was like. There was nothing. There aren't really any crazy incidents with him. This is one where his whole death and learning he had CTE just kind of came out of nowhere. He retired, and in 2010, there was this weird incident where he drove his car off a cliff and survived. This was shortly after he'd been arrested for domestic violence.
Uh-huh.
And then just all of a sudden, May 2012, shoots himself in the chest.
Musical break. Again, I don't want to be too pitchy. Okay. Clothes in the chest. No. Clothes in the chest. If your life's falling apart, shoot yourself in the heart.
Whoa.
That was pretty great. Finger me.
I got to say, like, I never know where you're going to go with this.
Yeah.
I never know I'm either. All...
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
So here's an interesting tie-in to a previous episode. After Junior Seau's death,
oh yeah,
the California Medical Board filed a case against San Diego Chargers team doctor David Chow. He was accused of gross negligence for prescribing Ambien.
God, there's got to be an Ambien button.
To someone with obvious signs of depression and suicidal ideation. He prescribed it to Seau 14 times in the last 18 months of his life.
What does that mean? Because most prescriptions are a month.
Right, but I think Ambien's not meant to be used that long.
You're not supposed to use it time.
Right, it's not like right. 14 times in 18 months.
It's quote unquote as needed, not every
night. Yeah, that's almost like a daily
thing. Every night for like 3 years. And look how good I'm doing.
And you didn't shoot yourself in the chest.
I did not, or
but
the heart.
But Junior Seau did.
Or the head.
Carrie doesn't have CTE either, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But or CTE, maybe hasn't been diagnosed yet.
CTE plus Ambien is a gnarly combo.
Yeah, that's, because CTE makes you depressed, and so does Ambien. And
Ambien just makes you go to sleep. That's what I don't understand.
But
like
it causes,
5 minutes later, lights out.
But it causes depression. Like Valium makes you go to sleep also, but it
after
effects
all
cause...
All opioids make you depressed.
Yeah, or tranquilizers.
Long-term
yeah.
Not me.
Use. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. All sunshine and rainbows all the time with Carrie.
Always.
Always, yep.
So Seau was found to be suffering from CTE at the time of his death. The Ambien obviously wasn't the only factor, but it probably didn't help either. As punishment, you ready for this?
I'm ready. Mm.
Chow was banned from prescribing Ambien for 4 years.
What?
But allowed to keep his medical license and continue practicing medicine.
I would have dropped
That'll show him.
That shows me.
They
something.
Really got that guy.
Oh, they got him big time.
They stuck it to that guy.
What a dick snot, man.
What a... Did you say dick snot?
Man, dick snot man.
Dick snot man.
She did.
Yeah.
That's... Oh, I'm the dick snot man. Skip it a bebop boo.
I'm the dick snot man. And I'm here to pick a fight with you. Do you get my joke? Because of snot.
Pick.
Yeah.
Pick.
Yeah. I'm going to pick a big old argument with you about the CTE. I love me some football, so fuck off.
That's a dick snot, man.
And then
that
I
is
feel
the
like you would have
man.
Shot tobacco out of the side of your... I mean, he would have out of the side of his mouth.
Yep. I need a little spittoon sound.
That was good.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Mike Webster. This is probably the
saddest. No, I don't
saddest.
Want to talk about Mike Webster.
He is also profiled in concussion.
I'm not even a sports person, and I don't want to talk about Mike Webster.
He was the first NFL player autopsied by pathologist Bennett Omalu, the man who first discovered the CTE problem in the NFL, also subject of the Will Smith film, Tell the Truth.
Or Concussion.
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
I keep
you
messing
did it
that
again!
Up. Oh, no!
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
So, Webster suffered
did
from...
Did Tiny Stalker just make an appearance to talk about Will Smith and Concussion?
Yes.
Yes. I really like that movie because it's about the stuff in the brain, and I sometimes remember that I got a little brain in here with me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, little stalker, tiny stalker.
Tiny stalker.
I like
tiny little stalker.
I like me some stories about Mike Webster because it reminds me of those old-fashioned cowboy heroes I used to read from the dime store novels. Hey, but I also may or may not have played a role in having him kill himself. Squawk.
Squawk.
I will never get tired of her voices.
No, never. So,
how come you used to be such a nice man, Squawk? Hey, Michael, remember when you used to play the football and you would win? How come you're a loser now, Squawk?
So, Webster was one of these people who had his claims shot down regularly by this board. He died of a heart attack in 2002 at the age of 50. After years of battling mental and emotional problems brought on by repeated head injuries suffered while playing 15 seasons in the NFL. In his final years, his memory was so bad he'd often sleep in his car at the side of the road because he'd forget how to get home.
That made me sad. That was like the saddest. Yeah.
I mean, come on, people.
Because this was before Uber, right?
Well before Uber, yeah.
Yeah, you know... NFL should really just issue all players lifetime Uber.
Right? That would have fixed it.
But they have to put their address in their phone so they can just be like, this is where I live.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a home address.
Yeah.
And Webster was the kind of guy who once showed up to a game on crutches and then played and then went and had knee surgery for his torn cartilage after. So... it should go without saying that he never got treated for a single concussion his entire career, even though he had plenty. And almost as soon as he leaves the NFL, his life starts to fall apart. His finances go to shit. His wife leaves him. His behavior becomes more and more erratic. He got lost all the time. Couldn't hold down a job. Jesus, this part. His injuries caused him to shake so badly, he eventually resorted to zapping himself with a police taser to calm his nerves.
I got a real good idea for these shakes you got. I got a friend with a leper, and it'll stop it for like 30 minutes. It'll be like a little vacation, Mike.
And he's black, so that works perfectly.
No, Mike Webster's definitely white.
Oh! I just saw the whole players were black. No. I didn't know. No. I'm new to the NFL, you guys.
No, he's definitely white.
Okay, so
he's very Gary Busey-esque. He's a super big white blonde guy.
I'm gonna have to Google him.
Yeah, I mean,
he's dead now, right?
Yeah, he's dead. So
okay. What was I gonna say? Oh, I've been zapped by a taser before. You know the story, Caitlin.
Voluntarily.
Oh, no, yeah, I think
we've told this story.
And it was not the old tasers where, like, the dots come out and it has, like, the wires that, like, jump out at you.
Yeah.
This is, like, a new school taser.
Well, that's
I don't know if I'm humble bragging. Oh, wait, no.
A taser has the talons that fly out
at you. All
so
tasers.
So it's not an old taser, so you... a new taser.
That's stun gun.
No, you just got a stun gun.
Yeah, a taser can be used from a distance. A stun gun, you got to get right up on it.
You got to be real. It's real personal. It's a real personal shock.
Interesting.
It's like taser for people you love.
Okay.
Get close. So
learn two things today.
On the day Mike Webster died, he woke up sheet white and with purple lips. His son demanded that he let him take him to the hospital, and Webster initially refused because he didn't have health insurance.
Sheet white now makes more sense.
Thank you, NFL. He was finally talked into going later that evening. At the hospital, he was informed that he'd had a heart attack the previous night, fell into a coma shortly thereafter, and died a few days later.
Okay, again, to go with the stubbornness of, like, old-time guys, I mean, he went to a game and he was on crutches. He woke up, he was white, purple lips, like, and he wouldn't go to the doctor. I do understand he didn't have health insurance, but again, it kind of... Was he the one who played for 20 years? No, that was...
No, that was someone else.
How long did he play for?
He played for like 12 or 13.
I mean, you would still think he had a substantial amount of money. Like, it's your health. Like, why wouldn't you go? Right?
Well, but if you're mentally ill, you're not going to handle that money well.
Don't take my
like
side.
A lot of NFL players, right. Like, and he's one of them, just invest their money really poorly and just lose it. Like,
as seen on 30 for 30,
right?
Broke.
Yeah. So the one bright side here is the NFL... they've had problems like this before.
Is that like the blind side?
And
racist Sandra Bullock, can you please say hello?
They've had...
I'll tell you later.
problems like this before, and they've been able to fix them. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, we're at an hour. I just want to be able to get us to end to end. Okay, fine. You will be a young African-American man. I will find you on the side of the road, and I'm going to enlist you in a sport that's going to teach you structure. It's going to teach you goals. Mm-hmm. It's going to teach you how to get goals, both metaphorically and literally. I will be your cheerleader the entire time. And I love you, even though you are black and because you are black. I'm racist Sandra Bullock.
That was good.
You've heard racist Sandra Bullock before.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It might be my favorite character of hers.
Should we wrap up so we can go
Let's
eat?
Let's do it.
I don't want your life. That's James Van Der Beek.
I was going to talk about Kevin Everett. Everyone go Google Kevin Everett. It's a great fucking story.
What's his?
Well, because the NFL used to have a huge problem with spinal cord injuries, too.
Yeah.
And it's a thing that science just kind of fixed. I mean, it's still an issue.
That was very smart what you wrote.
But basically, as they found a new technique for spinal injuries because swelling is the main problem, and cold reduces swelling. So there was this player in 2007, Kevin Everett, who got a spinal cord injury. The prognosis was he'd never walk. But what people didn't know is almost as soon as he got that injury, doctors pumped cold fluid directly into his veins, and it cooled down his core body temperature, which brought down the swelling, and he was walking again in like a month. And there's like that problem. It's not completely gone, but that used to happen like two or three times a year.
Yeah.
And now it almost barely happens. And this is a thing, like, they just need to like kind of fix the equipment and they'll be fine. There's softer helmets that just came out this year that the NFL can turn it around, and I hope they do because it's my favorite sport. And maybe if there's less head injuries, they'll stop beating the old wives.
But they have to admit that it's a problem first.
They have now.
Kind of. I don't know that. I think a full admittance of the problem would look a little different.
Yeah, but they do have a really strict concussion protocol now, at least, where if you have a concussion, there's a lot of steps that you have to follow.
I'm just saying there's a big lawsuit that never happened for some reason.
Yeah. Well, did they not? I think there might have been.
Well, to show that you're actively.
Because they did pay a big settlement to former players for concussions.
The problem, though, is that the Tell the Truth movie is basically, it documents the fact that they knew that these concussions were this dangerous for a specific period of time, and they still allowed it to happen.
Right.
And I don't think that they did a good enough job of doing right by everybody with that. It's one thing. They dragged their feet so they could kind of live under the umbrella of plausible deniability for a very long time, which legally is very smart. The problem is they did cross a line at a certain point, and they knew that these people were basically being set up for horrible lives later, and you know, down the line. Yeah. And they weren't doing anything about it. And that's the thing that bothers me the most about it.
Yeah. I mean, they did finally pay a settlement, but I mean, the way settlements work in this country now,
No.
And we fucked ourselves on that too.
We did.
We're so good at that, America. All right. So every NFL player is going to die of head injuries. Mm-hmm. Do we have anything to plug before we get out of here? Oh, hey, let me first run through where people can. If you want to read more of this shit, like we said, Men's Journal, there's a great article about Dave Duerson. Watch the 30 for 30 documentary about Marcus Dupree and read the Atlantic.com. They have an article from May of 2016 about the NFL's cover up about concussions. And it is fantastic. Do we have anything to plug?
You should listen to White Wine True Crime.
No.
Yes.
No.
You like it.
No.
You love
You've been on like two episodes.
No. Don't even listen to mine.
That reminds me. We should have you back.
He has
I would love to do it.
Do we want him now? He didn't seem like he was into it. Like,
I have CTE, like you said. Take it easy.
I think
I'm sick.
Definitely need to have Adam back. But
as long as it's not Jeff May, I'm in.
Yep. Adam is definitely not Jeff May. Problem solved.
I still think it'd be fun to do like a, God, I don't know, some sort of.
This is going well.
No, I know. Not trivia. God, if we could do.
Terry?
Okay, so ABC has this thing where they have the network stars battle the network stars. But like if we did it for Unpops people. And Pop's house.
We are going to do a board game podcast soon.
Okay.
Where we just
where we can play tech of
play,
war.
We're going to play board games.
Anything but Monopoly that we don't. Nobody no. wants to listen to that podcast.
It'll be cool stuff.
Close in the chest. Close in the chest.
So listen, you why don't you cry? Dead?
Yeah. I'm in the NFL.
Find me on Twitter at Bossy Matilda or our podcast on Facebook, White Wine True Crime. Carrie.
Instagram, Carrie Martin 722, and Instagram, Carrie Martin 22.
If you talk to me on Twitter, I'll talk back.
Yeah, I will too.
I'll try. I'm at Adam Todd Brown. I'm super busy. Get off my back.
I mean,
people.
You're very busy.
Wow, Adam.
Hey.
You should subscribe to Patreon too.
Subscribe to patreon.com/unpops and hear the rest of our podcast for just $5 a month.
What?
And also come to our. It might have passed by now. Yeah, because this is going up next week. Never mind. That show.
But
come to our next show, September 6th, at the Alex Theater in Glendale. Carrie Martin, you're on that show, right?
Woo-hoo, I've heard. Carrie's in the show.
MC Carrie Martin, September 6th. Also, Alex Schmidt will be on that show.
That's a good show.
And, you know, other people, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I think Vanessa Gritton's on it.
Good. I love her.
She's great.
You know. All the people
all
are there.
All the Unpops peeps.
All the peeps.
Oh, you know who's going to be in town is Teresa Stewart. So she was a big contributor for us on Kickstarter, and her husband are going to have, you're going to have her on your podcast.
Teresa or Rebecca?
Oh, Rebecca. No, I'm very good at this.
I guess I just know our fans a little better.
Anyway, we're getting dinner with her. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah.
She is going to do and a podcast.
She is. And then I think she's going to come to the show on the 6th.
She is.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
I'm excited to meet her and her husband.
And I think that's it.
That's it.
That's all. Let's get out of here. Carrie, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Caitlin, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jesus Christ.
What's wrong with you? Say goodbye, Adam.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
We love you so much.
So much.
Boy,
why can't you just see it? We'd be so good together. Oh, my God.